Hey y'all, this is Yamaya the Colorist. You are listening to my audio journal titled Gratitude and Intentional Living. This is me sharing my personal experiences and perspective. If you want to keep up with me, you can find me as Yamaya the Colorist on most social media platforms. Today is Thursday, June 21st, 2018. And today I have a message for myself. I want to tell myself to be what I need to myself. And what that simply means is I need to be that which I seek. I can't outsource it. I have to go inward or inside and be what I need for me to myself. And what brings me to this is on yesterday, while here living with my family, I found myself feeling emotional over some recent news. To be specific, I felt sad. And going even deeper, I felt disappointed. The information that I received took me back to memory lane. It took me back to my childhood. A lot of my childhood, mostly my adolescent years, looking back, I felt a lot of disappointment. I feel as if my parents let me down. And sidebar, this is not about my parents. I honestly feel like they both did the best they could at their level of consciousness at the time. And they had the best intentions, I feel. Nonetheless, I felt then, and looking back, I feel as if they both let me down. And feelings are personal. So me saying I felt let down is not me saying that I think they purposely or intentionally did whatever so I can feel that way. I'm just identifying the emotion that I felt and feel. Feeling let down is the emotion of disappointment. So, okay, to tie the past emotional experience into the present, on yesterday, me being informed of a present family affair triggered several childhood memories. And as I know, if I hold on or think certain thoughts long enough, here comes feelings or emotions. Because thoughts turn into feelings. So guess what? I began to feel disappointed all over again. And after kind of venting on the phone to a friend yesterday and her giving or sharing her perspective, I realized that, yes, maybe my childhood experiences were out of my control, but my current situation and experiences and feelings are completely mine. So after coming to that realization, I had to dig deeper and ask myself, why do I feel disappointed? This is me talking to myself on yesterday. And what I come up with is that I had expectations of someone to do something that they didn't do, and it left me feeling let down. Now, surely if you have expectations of someone and they don't meet them, you're likely to feel away or disappointed. And then I thought, what if instead of having expectations of someone else for me, I redirected those same expectations that I had and I directed them toward myself. So instead of the dependency or expectancy of someone to do this or that or to be this or that or liberate me from something or save me or help me, what if instead of placing that responsibility on someone else or giving someone else the power over my life and my feelings, I took that which I seek and I became that to myself. So instead of looking to or expecting mom or dad to be my superhero, I became my own superhero, you know, whatever that means for me. Or instead of looking for stability or love in outside relationships, I offer stability and love to myself. That way, there's no room for disappointment because that which I seek or that which I sought, I already have because I am that. For myself, to myself. And when I thought about it like that, I felt empowered because then I was removing the variable of outsiders. I'm realizing that I am the author, the creator, the the artist. I am the generator in my life. And I can choose to orchestrate a life that I absolutely love by going inward and healing myself and being what I need to myself. Or I can become a victim of circumstance by outsourcing my life's expectations and placing them in other people. Now, the past is the past, and yes, it serves as memory, but right here, right now, in this present moment, my life is my responsibility. And in my opinion, it's irresponsible of me to allow or expect someone to be something to and for me that I'm not willing to be for myself. Because then what happens if they don't come through? Then here comes that Pavlov effect. Feel free to research the Pavlov experience. But then here comes disappointment, because I triggered it by going outside myself for sustainability. So in conclusion, I want to tell myself, I am the source for what I need and that which I seek. Reverting back to the past and indulging in those negative emotions is a form of delusion. What's within my grasp is this present moment. And if I want to have a certain type of experience in the future, the best way to create those types of experiences is maximizing my present moment. I am the source. It's not in mama, daddy, or it's not outside of me. I gotta go within. Simple as that. To everybody listening, I just want to thank y'all for your attention. This is my real life, my real experiences, my perspective. Again, I am Yamaya the Colorist on most social media platforms. This is my audio journal titled Gratitude and Intentional Living. I hope you guys got something out of me sharing my experience. Again, thank you. Until next time, I'm out.